Whenever you're ready.
I'd like to call to order the special board meeting. It's Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. It's 5 o'clock. This is a meeting of the Board of Education and Public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. It's all item one, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item two, opening items, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item passes 5-0. Item three, board business. A, accept settlement agreement and release with... Tom Yale? Ms. Gibson? Ms. Gibson. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Well, do we go in the exact session?
Vote has to be.
We had the settlement that was sent to us and...
Do we want to discuss it?
I thought the executive session was covering that, but I'm...
We need to have a vote and then signatures of the show and committee in front of us.
Okay.
Okay, roll call.
Great. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. And it passes 5-0. Did I sound like I needed to sign?
I believe.
You want to hand that over?
I need to fill out a few things for him, but I know...
I have an addendum to the item, so I wanted to be expedient and get him out of here. But I need to add an item four.
How about letter B?
The letter B? Okay. And then do I have to have a motion?
What do you want to add?
Communication protocol.
Wanted in public session?
Yes.
Want to make sure we all knew.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so may I have a motion?
So moved.
You do?
Yeah. Okay, roll call.
Let's see, Mr. Dozen had a first. Did I have a second?
No, Mr. Ziegler had a first.
Oh,
Mr.
I apologize. Okay.
We're making a mess of things up.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. So for communication protocol, I'd like to go over, just because we have new board members, like some ways that we have found that are very effective for communication amongst board members, and then make sure we're all on the same page. Whenever we receive an email, what we have always done is we've had the superintendent answer first, and then after that, I would answer. But when somebody, replies to somebody, we try and always reply all, and then you did a nice job, whatever that communication is, after you say, I'm going to give them a call, I'm going to send them an email, let Joelle would do the same, she'll let us know so we know it's taken care of, and then when she will, loop back with us, let us know what took place, and then same for any other board member that also has that communication, just so we all know we're in the loop. Say, I had a nice talk with, somebody, coffee talk with Mark Jansen, let us know, and, it was very cordial, and this is what we discussed, and, that's it. And it's just as simple as that. We try to do it in that order, especially what's going on in the next couple of months, always allowing Joelle that first hit, and if not, it sometimes felt uncomfortable for some board members. They felt bad. It was their neighbor. However, it's just a lot easier from a messaging standpoint and a communication standpoint. It's not that you can't. It's just a lot more uniform. It's just two people doing it. So I don't know if you have any questions on that, but that's what we found has worked.
And is this in response to any inquiries to the board?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Even if we're all copied, it's just because you get it first to allow, like, Joelle to answer, and then she will say what she's, I got that, she'll say, I'm going to handle this, I'm already looking into this. She'll let us know, then we don't say anything, and she'll loop back with us, and usually her board update on Friday. And then if it's something, you know, directed at the board, then generally I would pick it up, and then I will let you guys know exactly, you know, how that conversation, and what happened with that conversation.
Okay.
Or I'll call back to Joelle and say, Joelle, I need you to get me some more information on this, but I will circle back for us. But it just works better. You doing that, that's great. That's personal. You did a great job. It's just for future, trying to keep that message, you know, the same.
I think most of it is most of the contact comes through the website, which sends an email, which hits all of us. It comes to all of us and Joelle, and I don't know who else, because I go to Jeff. Okay, so everybody gets it, and so that, you know, just the sequencing is that Joelle will take care of it, and since we all were on the distribution, she should copy us on the response or communicate to us, preferably copy us, so then we see what the response was. We know the response went out. If that turns into some other additional dialogue that we don't need to be on, you know, we can get trimmed off the chain, right? We don't need to be on the chain if it's something, you know, like, hey, I need a copy of my diploma, you know.
It's just happened this week.
Right, right. So, and then if it's an email that comes just to the board, you know, the protocol in the past has been the board president would pick it up, just so we're not all wondering, like, is somebody going to answer? But, you know, as also can happen, if somebody really feels compelled to want to, you know, jump in, or maybe you know somebody or whatever, I mean, everybody can step in, as long as we're all aware, like, hey, I'm going to take this because this is my neighbor and I have some more background or whatever. Or if somebody wants to reply on top of, you know, Joelle's reply, everybody's empowered to do that. But just the kind of the sequencing is usually, okay, she'll pick it up, you know, then the board president picks it up, unless somebody else says, hey, I'll call the person or meet them or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, and it just prevents, you know, like, five people answering. And then the other thing is now you know it's taken care of. And, you know, just reminding ourselves this last week, because, you know, we need to get back into that.
And I'm sure that we're going to be getting them left and right for the next 2 months.
Sure. I mean, and, like,
which makes it all the more important that we're very, frankly, scripted with our responses. We're factual, but it all should have the same tone, and, you know,
sure.
And it should be through a filter. And I think that's, you know, that's the only intent.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else to add, anyone? Okay. All right, may I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Great. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. I just want to reiterate, this executive session is for the consideration of the purchase of property or sale of property at the competitive bidding. If premature disclosure or information would give an unfair competitive or bargaining advantage to a person whose personal private interest is adverse to the general public interest, as per board policy 0166, item C. And we will now be in executive session.
I would like to add one employee issue.
Okay.
And a very quick question.
Okay.
Mark, are we going to have any issues going forward with the continued employment? Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We just said.
I'm still recording.
Okay. We will now be in executive session.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Can I have a motion to come out of executive session?
Someone.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler is absent, but Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Great.
Motion passes 4-0. We're now out of executive session,
great.
And then may have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Great. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler? Absent. Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Passes 4-0. We'll see you.
And it is 6:01 p.m.
February at 6:01. Thank you.
Thank you.